95.7 The Hog. It's the Morning Hog Happy Hour, and that's why we're doing the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh S. R. Perot right over here, who brought us some truly variety flavors. We tried some simple vodka mixes earlier.
Classic.
It's clean, simple. Now things are about to get wild, right?
A little bit.
Okay, fair.
How about I take you to paradise?
Oh, ooh. Hold on a second. Can we call anybody?
Let's go.
If we're good to go. Only got two tickets, Steve. Sit back.
There you go, man. Right. That's all okay. I'll ride on the wing.
Paradise, huh?
Yeah, so this is the paradise variety pack. Okay. So you'll some tropical flavors.
Okay. Love right. it.
Okay.
So we're going to skip over one of them.
Okay.
So mango is in both of these variety packs.
Okay.
Oh, that's all right.
So if you want to try out mango, you can grab either one of these variety packs. It's pretty cool. So we got three flavors on the back end here. No reason to go through mango twice, right?
Yeah, we know what's up with that one.
So we're going to start with watermelon.
Ooh, okay.
I've been on a big
you got watermelon my attention right away. Right.
I've been drinking watermelon beers. I've been eating watermelon. I've been eating watermelon candy.
I refuse to eat gum, it, but I love candle. To I got drink that
at Walmart.
It. You know what? We looked at watermelons the other day
watermelon
too.
Watermelon cider, bro.
We contemplated on buying one. We said, "Oh, nah."
This smells like a watermelon rind. Yes,
yeah. Yes, it does. Or watermelon with salt.
Like I'm sniffing the outside of a watermelon, about to stick my nose in it.
Is there a particular reason you won't eat a watermelon?
Because out of the three melons, it's the only one I like, but I barely like it.
He prefers it over the melons that he hates.
What are the other melons you like?
There's honeydew and cantaloupe. Ugh.
You don't like cantaloupe?
No.
I love cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Or honeydew.
But
I'll eat watermelon, but it's like definitely not my, it's probably like my least favorite fruit.
2570324, if you would like to taunt Steve for not liking cantaloupe or watermelon, feel free. Come on in. Don't, and look, if you agree with them, forget the number.
Yeah.
All right. But this is very, this is understated almost.
It's very nice though.
This is the most authentic watermelon tasting beverage I've ever had.
I was going to say, you almost get the layers of a watermelon.
Yes.
Which sounds weird to talk about with a watermelon.
Going from the red to the white.
Yeah. Which is right when you get to the end. So that's when you know you're supposed to stop eating.
That's what Rick said.
The rind.
Yeah, the rind in this.
I mean, I salted my hand and licked it just because I like to salt watermelon. So I did that. Did you guys see that?
I'm in.
You see it? You can see it. It's fine. I ran out of salt. My bad. All right.
Kudos, truly.
So two more.
Yep.
Paradise flavors.
How about... passion fruit.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, if you're in paradise, you're gonna have passion.
I've ever just had passion fruit by itself.
I don't think I've
ever purchased it. I don't think I've ever had it.
I don't think I have either, to be honest.
Do we know if it's a real fruit?
Yes, just like star fruit
or like acai that are just blueberries.
It's not.
I recently got into a discussion with a musician about star fruit, but we didn't even get into passion fruit. So this is gonna be my first
one. I like star fruit.
Yeah. Okay. This. Oh, that smells. Ooh. That smells like I want to be on an island somewhere.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm reminiscent of sitting on the beach or on a cruise boat.
Yeah. Passion comes in many forms. I mean, there's, of course, obviously the passion of love and lust. There's a passion for like a trade, like a blacksmith or a wood crafter. There's passion for motorsports and ball sports as well. And then there's this passion for anything in a cup. And I'll take this. This is real good, right?
I'll take them all.
Yeah. Now, passion fruits, they grow on trees, yeah?
I don't know.
Steve?
I'm still wondering if it's...
I thought for sure he'd have an answer. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm almost shocked Steve didn't have an answer to that one.
The next one does grow on a tree.
Okay, let's do that.
This one I'm actually really, really looking forward to because I really enjoy this fruit.
Tree fruit.
It's blood orange.
Ooh.
Not just orange. Yeah, you got some blood orange.
Okay. I've been drinking some drinks lately that have had blood orange in them.
Get a little bit of color crazy, on that one, too.
I got a candle that had blood orange smell in it.
Let's see if it smells like this.
Okay.
It's got a little color in it. A little bit of... An orangey. Oh, that, okay.
A little bit of a hue.
Oh, yeah. There's a citrus smack that you get right there.
Let me get it. Come on.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's got like a beginning flavor and an ending flavor and a middle flavor.
That's good.
I'm all about that. Complexity. Truly. I don't know what you're doing.
Wow.
But again, the scientist, and clearly now this is science right there. How do you do that? These are 5% as well.
They are. Yeah, absolutely. 5%. Six times distilled vodka.
Yeah. You have the 4th of July weekend now.
Right.
And prolonged weekend. It goes into what? Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. If you took off, good for you. We got to be at work on Monday. Yeah. But I have a feeling that we'll be pre-gaming the 4th of July with this. This is a great way to go. Like a beach or like a water. Anywhere there's water. Your bedroom's a great place to have these. You can just lay right down when you get done drinking. Right.
Or you're doing a street party at the house with Pants Neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
You know?
Are we invited?
Hello.
Hey.
Does he have pants for everybody?
Not for you, Josh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Sorry.
I don't know how I'm leaving the building.
That hit hard. Yeah. Yeah. You notice Josh hasn't stood up this segment at all.
I have noticed that. We got,
wink, wink.
We got regulations.
Yeah.
And a solid table to hide underneath. So these are great. These are, I'm just going to assume everywhere you can find these, right?
So with these being brand new.
Yeah.
Limited distribution right this second.
Oh, okay.
But you will start to see them kind of get out there here soon. But always check out our website. Easiest, fastest way.
You know, I don't know if you got an internet, but you should go to srprod.com/beerfinder.
Bingo.
Easy. Easy to find. And yeah. Find the truly Paradise.
Paradise, classic, and Twist of Flavor.
Wow.
Three different variety packs. All delicious flavors.
Jeez. You know. Truly. Stepping it up. Like, they don't even need to.
Right.
They're already on the top step. I just put another step in and stepped on top of that.
So, sup? But that last one.
That was mango again, man. We discussed it.
Yeah. Steve's ready for it.
It's still close.
He's ready. All right. I think Steve just forced the very first brew review overtime. Well, until we see you next time and Steve finishes that entire can. Cheers.